We have a tendency to think in moral terms when it comes to money. What is a fair price? What is the right way to spend it? Thus, the debate over what to do about the mortgage crisis bogs down in an argument about who deserves assistance and who doesn't. Why, some have argued, should our taxpayer dollars be spent to correct the mistakes made by that deadly duo, greed and stupidity? But in thinking about our policy response, we need to be realistic about how money and credit work. The old song from Cabaret may say that money makes the world go round, but recent events have taught us that it is debt that connects us. These days, once money is lent, that obligation is pooled, securitized, and then distributed around the globe. As a result, a foreclosure in Oakland registers on the credit seismographs of trading rooms in New York and London. I find it interesting that the interconnectedness that we marvel at in the natural world is viewed as sinister and manipulative when it comes to money. Some accounts have made securitization sound like a way for Wall Street to pawn off risk on unsuspecting investors. Clearly, the subprime debacle has shown that it's no magic wand. It can't make good investments from bad loans. The less appreciated fact is that securitization finances most of the borrowing we do. It supports not only our mortgages, but also our car and student loans, even our credit cards. And right now, that process is broken. This is because money has its own gravitational power, but this is not about the rich getting richer. Rather, it is about an attraction so powerful it makes money disappear. Physicists theorize that when stars die, they collapse into black holes whose gravitational pull is so great that not even light can escape. And so it is with the credit markets. When a bubble like subprime lending bursts, it creates a black hole into which staggering amounts of money simply vanish. This implosion has weakened all the mechanisms that move money around our world. Simply cutting interest rates will not be enough to fix things. Some of you may view the structure of credit markets as a house of cards, but I have news for you. That house is your home address. With a perspective, this is Paul Staley.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.